Good evening. Let's call to order the Planning Commission meeting of December 8th at 7 p.m. The city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Sunnyvale prides itself on the rich diversity of our residents, and we are committed to creating a culture of belonging where members of our diverse community feel included, safe, and respected. This Planning Commission meeting is considered a limited public forum, which means the Commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments must be limited to the agenda item being considered by the Commission for consent, calendar, or public hearing items. Speaker comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the Commission's authority, generally referred to as within the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer will rule the speaker as out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the Planning Commission agenda. Use the Show Captions button to view captions on Zoom. Comments on matters not on the agenda must be submitted prior to the time I call the item for oral communications. Comments on the agenda must be submitted prior to the time I close the public hearing on the agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to the time period set for public comments for the agenda item, which will be strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and on the Planning Commission meeting agenda. Please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recording officer, may we please have the roll call?
Chair Iglesias.
Present.
Commissioner Davis is absent. Commissioner Cerrone.
Present.
Commissioner Segura.
Present.
Commissioner Pine.
Present.
Vice Chair Shukla.
Present.
We have five commissioners present. The absences of Commissioner Davis and Commissioner Fagoni are unexcused.
All right, thank you. This brings us to oral communications. Oral communications is the public's opportunity to address the commission on topics not listed on tonight's agenda. This section is limited to 15 minutes and may be extended or continued after the public hearings general business section of the meeting. Individuals may only speak once during oral communications. This Planning Commission meeting is a limited public forum, and the Commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the Commission's authority, which is known as the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are outside the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction, the presiding officer will rule the speaker as out of order. This allows the Commission to conduct its business in a reasonably efficient manner and protects the rights of other speakers. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer, raise your digital hand now, or dial *9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Would anyone like to speak presently? Do we have any speaker cards? No. All right, seeing no one in present wanting to speak. We'll move to remote speakers. Because of the nature of remote communications, speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. Therefore, speakers are warned to limit their comments to subjects that fall within the Commission's authority to decide or take action. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on oral communications?
We do not, Chair.
All right, thank you. I'll go ahead and close oral communications. And that brings us to consent calendar. I will go ahead and open public comment on consent calendar items. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer, raise your digital hand now or dial *9 on your telephone to indicate that you wish to speak. I will call members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants, and speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Recording officer, do we have any speaker cards for in person?
We do not.
All right. Do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
We do not.
All right, thank you very much. I will go ahead and close public comment, and I will now ask for a motion or discussion from my colleagues. And Commissioner Pine.
Thank you. I move that we adopt the minutes with a slight correction to omit the first line on page 2, which describes an alternative that was not moved.
All right, thank you. Vice Chair Shukla?
I second it.
All right, thank you. Recording officer, please conduct a vote.
The motion passes with 6 yeses and Commissioner Davis absent.
All right, thank you very much. This brings us to the public hearing general business portion of the meeting. We have one item for this evening. That's item 25-0990, our annual review of city code of ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials and opportunity to recommend changes to the city council. Is there a staff report?
Just an oral comment. This is the Planning Commission's annual opportunity to provide input on that process, which will be forwarded to City Council. So let us know if you have any comments.
All right. Thank you very much. And I will now first, before opening public comment, give the commissioners an opportunity to ask the staff any questions. All right, seeing no hands from my fellow commissioners, I got a question for staff. Are you looking for input? Are you looking for feedback? What would be most helpful for you?
If you have input, or feedback regarding the information that's in the attachment, you can provide that to us.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, well, seeing no commissioner hands at this point, I will go ahead and open this item for public comment. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer, raise your digital hand now, or dial *9 on the telephone if you indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants, and speakers will have 3 minutes. If anyone would like to speak on this item in person, you get first right of refusal. All right. And then, recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
We do not, Chair.
Okay, thank you so much. I will go ahead and close public hearing. And I will now, we're not providing a motion or a recommendation. Is it just, what is the process then?
We would just note it for the record that the Planning Commission has no comments, and then just let the council know that.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Pine?
Yeah, thank you. Do we need alternative one, which is to receive the code of ethics and conduct? Okay.
I believe you need to make those two motions that are listed. One to receive and then one to recommend no comments.
Okay, but if there aren't modifications, then that wouldn't really be alternative two.
So I think you can make alternative one to receive the code of ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials as presented in attachment one to the report.
Okay, thank you. And since I don't see any other hands up, I'm just going to go ahead and move alternative one, receive the code of ethics and conduct for elected and appointed officials as presented in attachment one to the report.
Thank you, Commissioner Pine. And is there a second? Vice Chair Shukla.
I second it.
All right, thank you, Vice Chair Shukla. Commissioner Pine, to your motion.
Yeah, thank you. I think this is straightforward. I don't personally have any strong ideas for suggestions that for revisions that have not been and anything. And this has actually been revised fairly recently by City Council, so I don't see, and I thought most of the revisions made sense. And there are a few other revisions I might have liked there was some discussion that cycle about about the role of commissioners in being able to contact members of the public and applicants, and there was a whole big discussion about that. And I'm fine with what City Council came to. I don't really see much of a point in trying to reopen that can of worms. I'm open to a motion for alternative two for my colleagues, if my colleagues have any modifications they want to recommend, but I think this is fine as it is.
Thank you, Commissioner Pine. And Vice Chair Shukla, to your second.
I just want to say that it's almost like our city is such a good model, our council member. So I have nothing more to add into it, and I'm just kind of learning along with when I read about it. So this is a model, for me, it's like really good model of the code and ethics for the staff and for the commissioner members too, because I read the news. I mean, this is off the topic, but I have read some news on the media recently about other city councils having issues. So I am just very proud of being part of the commissioner and being part of the whole system. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Shukla. Seeing no other commissioner hands, my only comment is that I think that, I would echo the Vice Chair's point that I'm proud to be a part of a community that values people. And I think that the code of conduct is very people forward, and it's about how do we serve the community and how do we, you know, respect members of the community. And I think that's an honor to be a part of that. And with that, recording officer, please connect a vote.
The motion passes with 7 yeses and Commissioner Davis absent.
Thank you very much. And what are the next steps for this project?
The commission's recommendation will be noted and for the city council. So the city council will hold a public hearing on this next year. We don't have the dates right now, but once we have it, we'll let you know.
Thank you very much. All right, that brings us to the next item on our agenda, which is standing items, non-agenda items and comments. For planning commissioners, do any planning commissioners have any non-agenda items or comments? All right, seeing no hands. Staff, planning officer, do you have any non-agenda items or comments?
Just a heads up that on tomorrow, December 9th, the City Council will hold a public hearing to review, discuss, and take potential action to amend policies within the City Council Policy Manual, Chapter 7, which has to do with planning and management. And the City Council will also be reviewing the 333 Moffett Park project, which this Planning Commission held a public hearing on November 24th. So it's going to public hearing at the City Council tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to adjournment. The meeting is adjourned at 7:12 p.m. And I'd like to thank everyone for participating in tonight's meeting. Thank you.